This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Lucha Libre, or pro wrestling, is a big deal in Mexico. Brawny fighters in shiny spandex outfits and colorful masks execute high-flying attacks in a rope-bound ring. Sounds a lot like our editorial meetings here. It's a sport that's often associated with machismo, but NPR's Jasmine Gard reports it's also garnered a devoted following among Mexico's gay community.
That's the sound of someone getting a smackdown. I'm in Magdalena, Culhuacán, in the outskirts of Mexico City. In the town center, on a narrow street, a lucha libre company has set up a ring. The townspeople crowd around, excited. With excess male bravado tucked into skin-tight pants, fighters like Nemesis and Águila Imperial, or Imperial Eagle, take the ring. The flips, dips, and body twists are mesmerizing. And then a flash of glitter. It's a duo in drag sporting blonde locks. Their names are Pasión Cristal and Diva Salvaje, Crystal Passion and Savage Diva. Now we're gonna fight man to man, threatens Diva Salvaje. They are heroes. They proceed to deliver swift justice in shiny pantyhose. The rowdy audience demands a beso, kiss. Diva Salvaje corners a luchador called Metaleon and plants one on his mouth. The crowd goes wild. These are exóticos, gay male luchadores. Filmmaker Michael Ramos recently made a documentary about them called Los Exóticos. He says they have a huge gay and straight fan base.
The character of an exótico started in the 40s. They were glamorous, but they didn't use makeup.
Back on the ring, Metaleon, who just got kissed, has revived. He snatches the mic from the announcer. I knew Culhuacán had drugs and alcohol, he barks. And now, on top of all that, you have gays, he says, in mock horror. The crowd boos him. Exóticos fight in the same style as other luchadores, sometimes even rowdier. But their flamboyant sexuality often serves as comic relief.
Me llamó mucho la atención los luchadores, porque obvio por mis preferencias me declaro homosexual abierto.
That's Pasión Cristal, born Gabriel Centella Damián. Off stage, he tells me, as a young man in the city of Villahermosa, Tabasco, he felt very attracted to the fighters he'd see in the ring.
Nunca faltan la gente homofóbica o cerrada de mente.
He went to the gym to ask to train with the luchadores and got something else, a beating. But I'm terca, stubborn, he says. He came back the next day, bruised and bloodied, to learn. This time, they let him stay. In the beginning, he says he was embarrassed to be an exótico. So for 12 years, he fought as Nemesis 2000, a straight masked fighter. And then one day, he was asked to sub in for Pimpinela, a legendary exótico who couldn't make the fight. He says nowadays, he's proud of being an openly gay luchador.
Porque el ser un gay que destaque y que sea respetado.
He says, being a gay man who stands out and gets respect is very hard to achieve, and I made it.
Durante mucho tiempo, pues estos cómicos que le hacían del mariconcito.
Francisco Zárate is a gay rights activist in Mexico. He says traditionally, Mexican media has featured straight male comedians playing the part of the bombastic gay guy on camera for laughs. Fighters like Pasión Cristal, on the other hand, are the real deal.
Son auténticos, son genuinos, y eso se percibe. Y yo creo que por eso muchos los aceptamos, porque...
Zárate says exóticos are genuine on and off the ring, and that's why they are beloved in the gay community. Pasión Cristal says there's always an idiot in the crowd who yells mean things, and it doesn't feel good, but it's the minority. And, he adds, at the end of the day, in Lucha Libre, If the crowd isn't yelling at you, you're doing something wrong. Jasmine Garzd, NPR News, Mexico City.